continuing the mission of saving America as we return to the Sean Hannity Show.
Joel Rosenberg, author, columnist, is with us. He's on the ground. He's the author of Third Target. He's a former aide to Prime Minister Netanyahu. He's currently in Jerusalem. And how are you?
Doing well, Sean. This is a bizarre...
What's up with Livni? What's up with Livni?
I just hit the ground a couple hours ago after the Third Target book tour, and I'm just getting up to speed. The news is breaking in the last few hours. Basically, Zippy Livni is effectively running on what's called a rotation agreement with the opposition leader, Yitzhak Herzog, meaning Herzog, as you mentioned, would serve the first 2 years as prime minister, and she would serve the second 2 years. The original reasoning was that Herzog didn't believe that anyone thought of him as a plausible prime minister on his own, and she had been a former foreign minister, so they thought if buy one, get one free. That was the deal. But she has become so unpopular that she claims that she is stepping off the ticket tonight because she doesn't want to be a distraction for anyone. But I think the indications, we'll see. I mean, time will tell. But it's more likely she's being pushed off. But it really raises the questions of political credibility as a leader if your ticket implodes the night before the election. It's really quite stunning. It'd be like, in our system as Americans, it'd be like a vice presidential nominee dropping off the ticket at 8 o'clock at night before the polls open at 7 o'clock the next morning.
It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. I want to focus on a couple of things here. There have been tens and tens and tens of millions of dollars outside of Israel being poured into this race to defeat Netanyahu. Obama campaign operatives are on the ground, and this has been a campaign to smear Netanyahu on the most insignificant of issues so that people wouldn't focus on the main issue, which is, of course, security for Israel. But it's had an impact. What can you tell us about it?
This is funny at many levels because, as you know, and as you've talked about over the past weeks, President Obama said that he was deeply offended that Netanyahu was interfering in internal American political processes. The exact opposite is what's happening. There are Obama operatives on the ground, but not just operatives, top operatives who have run Obama campaigns in the past, working here in Israel to unseat the prime minister, our main ally in the Middle East. But Paul Begala is the chief advisor to Yitzhak Herzog. And so you've got a Hillary Clinton campaign operative at the most senior levels, directly working and openly working, proudly working to unseat the prime minister of Israel. So this will raise questions for Hillary as we go forward on the American side. But you're right, millions and millions and millions of dollars are being poured in from foreign sources, mostly, well, I'm not sure if I can say mostly, but a great deal of it from the United States.
Well, let's go through
this ground operation.
All right, so let's go through this in terms of numbers. There are how many people population-wise in Israel? We're talking about 7-8 million people?
Eight million total,
okay.
6 million of which are Jewish.
So 6 million Jewish, 2 million are Arab, right?
Right.
Okay, so the one of the main focuses of the Obama team and operatives on the ground has been to mobilize the non-Jewish vote in Israel against Netanyahu, and Herzog has even gone as far as to say that he would appoint some of these people into his new cabinet.
Well, what's interesting about this, you're right. You're absolutely right, and it's quite striking. Now, the good news, let's start with the good news. In terms of Israel has a true democracy. Arabs are fully allowed to vote. They're allowed to run for office. They have political parties. They can serve on the Supreme Court. And that's a very good, healthy thing. What the Israeli opposition leader, Herzog, is doing...
Oh, wait a minute, but you got to stop. Actually, you say that's a good thing, but the Jewish state is small. I mean, and this is not an insult, but people that don't have a stake in Israel making decisions about Israel's future does not make sense to me, considering...
Well, I understand, Sean, but I would say two different things. We're not talking about Palestinians who are in the West Bank or Gaza. They don't have the right to vote in Israel. They are not part of the state of Israel, and they don't want any. We're talking about Israeli Arabs who have Israeli citizenship. There are extremists, to be sure, but there are extremists in the United States, too. The point is...
But isn't the belief that... hasn't that vote been targeted by Obama operatives for the very purposes that there's the belief that they would not vote conservative, not vote on the number one issue that I think the Israeli people should be voting on, which is their security, their long-term security, about dividing Jerusalem, about Iran and dealing tough with Iran and dealing tough with Islamic radicals, going back to 67 borders. I mean, there are real, real issues on the table here that have been obfuscated.
No one, you're right. No one in Israeli history has, well, American operatives have never come in and tried to mobilize an anti-Israel vote. There is an anti-Israel vote within the Arab society. It's not all Arabs, though. I mean, I'm just making that distinction. That's my point. But this is something unique because Herzog is siding with communist parties and Islamist parties, hoping to bring them in to his coalition. This is unique in all of Israeli political history, and it's unique in American involvement in trying to get Islamists.
So Obama's trying to influence
Arab communists to get involved.
You have Obama operatives trying to unseat a sitting prime minister because they don't like him.
Right.
That is unprecedented. And they're using Obama.
They're standing in his way.
They're using Obama election models from 08 and 2012 to get out the vote. And so, in other words, and you have all this outside money, meaning outside of Israel, coming in. And then you have operatives coming in, all to sort of undermine Israel's election system. That, to me, it takes my breath away that could happen.
I don't know that we've seen something ever quite like this, especially at a time of such enormous strain between a president of the United States and the government of Israel. Look, the new this Israeli opposition leader, Yitzhak Herzog, most Americans have never even heard of him, but he said in an interview that I just posted on my blog, and it's in the Atlantic magazine, quote, "I trust the Obama administration to get a good deal with Iran," unquote. That alone, for me, disqualifies someone from being the prime minister of Israel if you think that putting Iran
he's beholden to Obama and his campaign operatives if, in fact, he wins.
Absolutely. And Herzog has also proudly stated, very openly, he's not hiding this, that he will divide Jerusalem and create a sovereign Palestinian capital in the east side of Jerusalem and roll Israel back almost to the pre-1967 lines to create a state. This is setting up a sharp contrast for Israeli voters. Now, I will say that he has been surging in the last month and a half as he has focused not on those issues. He is not talking mostly about Iran and a Palestinian state and divide Jerusalem. He would lose on those issues. But I've been pointing out on my blog the interviews that he's giving about this and has given in the past. What he is focusing on, Herzog, is socioeconomic problems, how to reduce the cost of housing, how to help people get upward mobility in the Israeli economy. He is focusing on a socioeconomic agenda and not talking about his most controversial positions vis-a-vis Iran and dividing Jerusalem. Netanyahu is trying to point out positions. And I think the polls may be tightening.
Here we've got, but there is a real risk he could lose here. And if he loses, there's a Senate investigation now probing the funding of this group, One Voice Movement, a Washington-based group that has also gotten money from our State Department and until last November was headed by a veteran diplomat from the Clinton administrations. And you mentioned Paul Begala's involvement here, but a subsidiary of One Voice is the Israeli-based V-15 campaign, Victory 15 campaign, guided by top operatives of Obama's White House, which seeks to replace Netanyahu and his government. Now, I mean, I can't believe that taxpayer dollars now would be used to possibly unseat Netanyahu, who is the only adult on the world stage in terms of his knowledge and understanding of radical Islam.
Well, that investigation is critically important. It won't help us here on the ground in Israel in the next 24 hours. What I think is, you have to keep this in mind, though. There are two races in the Israeli parliamentary system that are happening simultaneously. One is party to party, meaning Netanyahu's Likud party and Herzog's Labor party. They are going head to head. And it may turn out that Herzog's party inches ahead by several seats. But there's also another dynamic, and that's a faction to faction, or center-left bloc versus center-right bloc. It's possible that Netanyahu could still put together a governing coalition and outfox Herzog, even if Herzog gets more seats in the Knesset.
No, as a matter of fact, that has happened to Bibi twice in his career. In other words, because there are so many parties on the right that they've sort of splintered off, and even if let's say Herzog won with three more Knesset seats, then it wouldn't matter because he would not be able to put together a governing coalition, but Bibi could.
Well, to be more precise, it might not matter. The X factor is the president of Israel, Ruvi Rivlin. Now, Rivlin will sit down with the head of every party leader after the elections are finished, and he will ask the head of each leader individually, privately, who are you going to support to be the prime minister? And what has happened in the past is, even though at the time Zippy Livni had more seats, as an example, most of the faction leaders said, no, we're going with Netanyahu. So he was given the first opportunity
to put together
a government.
And I've got to run more on this on Hannity tonight. I'm just out of time here, Joel. I appreciate it. Joel Rosenberg is with us, author of The Third Target, former aide to Prime Minister Netanyahu. This is going to be a very big day tomorrow in Israel. Looking forward to these results and hoping that the Prime Minister gets reelected. But if you're in Israel, get out and vote. All right, 800-941-SHAWN, our toll-free telephone number. We'll have some of my calls from a radio show that I did in Israel just last week. We're going to play it in our final half hour today. Straight ahead.